Hey guys, it's Grace, and you're listening to bonus content on Ann Byler, the founder of Auntie Anne's Pretzel. In here, I talked to Anne about what she started to do after she sold Auntie Anne's in 2005. Anne shares about her journey to become an author, which started as early as when she was journaling down her trauma in her 20s. And Anne leaves us with her secret recipe in life for how she finished her time at Auntie Anne's and got through writing her books. Again, this episode on Anne is not recommended for young listeners. When you're 53, you started exploring this authorship route in your life, and you saw that you wanted to communicate in writing and in speaking. You started to see something else when you retired or passed on the reins of the business.
I did. I felt something more than I saw something. I think that I felt like God had something else, and I felt like I wanted to share my story. But listen, I had no idea that God would ask me to share my whole story. Like, I thought that he was just wanting me to share my Auntie Anne story, you know, like the success story. But wow, is much bigger than that. It was much different than what I anticipated.
And you share a lot in your book, A Secret Lies Within. What happened when you went in a downward spiral of blame, shame, and hatred for yourself, and eventually suicidal thoughts? And I just can't imagine going through sexual abuse, spiritual abuse, religious abuse.
Yes.
What was the turning point that gave you the courage to open up and tell your husband the truth?
One thing that I did during those years was I kept praying and asking God to deliver me from this man, to help me.
Wasn't it confusing for you?
It was very confusing.
It was a pastoral authority who was doing this to you. And then you knew, though, that God was
I knew God was still with me, but I was confused about why a pastor would sexually abuse me, why he would tell me that I needed him more than I needed my husband. I desperately wanted to stay in my family. I wanted to be a wife and a mother to my two daughters. So I was totally confused and in this very, very dark place. I understand why I stayed there as I looked back, but at the time, I didn't even know that there was a way out. I really felt like the only way out was if God would just kind of like miraculously, I don't know, do something supernatural and take me from where I was to the life I wanted to live. But it didn't work that way. And one thing I did very well during those years, I continued to go to church and I prayed all the time, prayed. And what I discovered, though, Grace, is that three types of confession. Confession is really what changed it all for me. But one type of confession is what I call bedside prayers. We're very safe when it's just me and Jesus. He keeps our secrets. We can feel safe with him no matter what's going on in our life. We know that he loves us and he cares for us. I always knew that. The second type of confession was journaling, writing down my feelings. And when I began to do that, it scared me to death. I'm like, wow, that's really the way I feel, because it was unfiltered. I would just begin to write what I'm feeling. Journaling, though, is very scary. And I asked my husband one day, after all of this was behind us, I said to him one day, "Hun, are you going to read my journals when I'm dead and gone?" And he started laughing. He said, "Are you kidding?" He said, "I've had a front row seat to this drama. I don't need to read about it after you're dead and gone." So I was like, okay, that's great. So I can keep journaling. But journaling is a very strong form of confession. David, the psalmist David, he wrote many, many, many chapters. We love David because he was honest. He was transparent. He was real. He sinned, but he always came back to God and confessed his sin. So journaling is a form of confession that I think is modeled through David and other people in the Bible. And then the third form is the one to another confession, which I found in James 5:16. It says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, and then you'll be healed." The last part of that is the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. But the beginning of that verse starts with, confess your faults, your sins, your problems, your struggles, whatever it is that you just can't seem to get over. Confess it one to another.
2002, you came out with a book, your first book, autobiography, Auntie Anne, My Story with Illustrations. What got you the idea to write something, especially for someone who only had an eighth grade education? Tell me that story.
So people are always enamored by success, you know, whether it's, it doesn't matter what it is, people are enamored by success itself. And, but in my case, people were very interested in the Amish culture, where we grew up, and people were fascinated with the Amish culture. And so I thought, well, we need to let people know how I grew up. I was passionate and very sure that I wanted to write my story. But I kept thinking, I can't put it all together. And yet I had so many journals, and I had all the books throughout the years of Auntie Anne's, where everything that I did was in the books. I mean, in my schedule, you know, and I had saved all of them. And at Auntie Anne's, I would do inspirational things once a month. We had a little article, it was called Rising Times. And then rolling out the news. So we had those little things going, and I did some writing that way, you know, but I never really saw myself as a writer. But I'm actually, I'm not a, what do you want to say, prolific writer. I just enjoy writing out of my experience.
And through your journaling probably helped you learn how to communicate.
Yes.
And write out your thoughts and your feelings.
Yes, it really did. And I'm really enjoying that more than I ever dreamed, but I never really saw myself as any kind of a writer. So I can do the inspirational stuff, and I enjoy that. But to write a book, I need a ghostwriter to help me do that.
And it's great that you got a ghostwriter and you realize that. Tell me about that.
And when I heard the word ghostwriter, I didn't even know about that, you know. So that was a whole other learning that I did when it came to writing a book. That was a whole other world for me. But God just was so faithful in providing. My first writer was actually my nephew, who knew me well. And to write the book in my voice was really important to me. And he just did a great job. And then my second book was written by Emily Sutherland, which she was able to capture my voice as well. So if you want to do something, just find someone that can. If you can't, you don't have the skills or the ability or the knowledge of it, somebody else does. So just ask questions and find someone to do what you need. And I've learned that works well for me.
Amazing. So post Auntie Anne's is about sharing your story, and we can start seeing how you started to do it through your first three books. One is a picture book one, a second one is about Twist of Faith, which is about Auntie Anne's business. And then the third one that you came out with just last year is The Secret Lies Within. And that goes deep into a lot of the confession and a lot of the deep dark.
Exactly. You have it right.
Things that we're talking about.
That's right. Yes. And so one more book. I feel like I have one more book inside of me. Maybe there's more, but I feel like the business book was brewing for a long, long time. I kept saying, I really want to get a business book out, but I'm not sure if I can do that, blah, blah, blah. We're doing it. So I'm excited about that because it's going to reach a whole other audience.
That's so great. People who really want to find purpose in their work and want to try to apply their faith, what would you say to them about how you were able to do it?
I believe that God created all of us, each one of us uniquely different. And He created all of us for a specific purpose. And that purpose is something that you were created to do, not someone else. And I believe that many people live and die and never discover their purpose. But I want to tell you, if you discover your purpose, it will change your life. Your purpose gives you the power to overcome any obstacle that you will face. It gives you the want to get up in the morning to go do what you're doing. It gives you the joy. It gives you the reason to be alive. Finding your purpose is paramount. Honestly, without my purpose, I would never have finished the Auntie Anne task. Without my purpose, I would never have been able to write this last book. Without my purpose, I would never be able to write another book. I feel like in my life, there's been a number of seasons, obviously. And in each season, though, one thing was sure, and that was that I wanted to encourage and help and influence people. But I feel like Auntie Anne's gave me
a crystal clear life purpose. And that was, number one, was to give financially. And then number two was to be light in the world of business. And what I feel like right now is that my purpose is to be an influence. And I want women in particular to understand the freedom that they can have in Christ, and to discover their purpose and to understand that they have a story. And that is, that's really my passion, is to be able to help women know they have a story, to give them the courage to tell their story.
And I love how you keep in touch. There, you have a newsletter, and there's ways for people to get in touch with you to find out their story, and that that you are just giving these resources, that you continue to give. And people just need to find you. They just need to know that they can even find you on Instagram.
Yeah, they, first of all, they need to know I'm alive, okay? Yeah. Let's get the message out.
Anne really got me thinking about purpose, and how important having purpose can be to get us through life, and perhaps how we can choose our time wisely through this pandemic. And keep in mind that finding our purpose doesn't necessarily mean it's something epic, like starting a famous franchise like Anne did. But it does mean that we have a peace and complete satisfaction with where we are in life and what we are doing. This can only happen in complete surrender and relationship with God. Anne described being in this position when she was confused and trapped in spiritual abuse in her early 30s. Yet she had that discernment to know it was wrong, and eventually the strength to do what was right. That was really the first step to seeking a purpose greater than her struggles. So whatever the internal struggle or battle you're going through, turn to God during this time. And also remember how important it is to not compare where you are with others. Comparing yourself to others is the enemy of achieving what you are called to do. Don't look at where you wish you could be in your career or in your business. Focus on what you need to do to get your life together, your purpose right, your priorities straight, and take a step of faith to do what you need to do next. Thanks for listening. If you want to look into Anne Beiler's book, you can find them in digital or print on Amazon. And if you'd like to support us, please click the links in the show notes to purchase her books. Hope you have a blessed day.